growth of God's kingdom. Jesus tells another parable about sowing a small mustard seed which grows into a large tree. The field is the world. The mustard plant is the family of God's people, saved believers, past, present, and future. Insignificant and persecuted for centuries, God's kingdom keeps growing. The pioneers may have been martyrs or those cast aside, yet the kingdom is growing. Eventually led by Jesus, the kingdom of God will take over the world, which will be a much better place for God's creation. This is steered by God's hand. It is God who is growing his kingdom. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. In Nebuchadnezzar's dream that Daniel interprets, we see this described. He talks of the small rock cut, not of human hand, that grows and becomes a mountain that fills the earth. God's ways are higher than our ways. Like Noah's ark, his direction may not even be logical. It requires faith and obedience. It is happening. God is always at work and in control. It is slow but sure. God explains to Jeremiah that the potter's hand over centuries will eventually mold the clay, God's people. In Jeremiah 18:6, God says, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord. Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The power of the Holy Spirit is not just for salvation, but transformation. A process that might be slow and gradual. You can take 10 gallons of gasoline and release a tremendous amount of power and energy just by dropping a lighted match into it. However, if you place it in the fuel tank of a new Honda designed to get 30 miles to the gallon, high-tech engine will use that 10 gallons to take a person 300 miles or more. God's kingdom grows from small to stupendous. When does this huge turn occur? There is immense growth over the centuries. This will be catapulted when Jesus comes the second time to rule. In a little way, the huge spurts in growth occur when Jesus rules a heart. How much do we really trust God's hands in our lives and ministry? Are we sowing our mustard seed of faith into our lives and actions, facilitating God's kingdom's growth? How can we do more?